The rhetoric of political leaders and public figures continues to come under close scrutiny after the chaos last week at the U.S. Capitol. While President Trump and his fellow politicians didn't physically take part in the attempted insurrection of the U.S. government, their words and lies helped fuel the attacks. To discuss this more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Ryan Scannell, Associate Professor of Rhetoric and Writing at San Jose State. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So is there such a thing as democracy in rhetoric?
Yeah, absolutely. Rhetoric was invented to support democracy by the ancient Greeks almost 2,500 years ago. The goal is to teach people to use words well. And in connection with democracy, the goal is to teach them to use words well to make government work well, to make the civic sphere work well.
Okay, so give me an example of rhetoric that does not do that.
Well, so democracy presumes good faith. It presumes that everybody is working towards the same goal. So in the American democracy, for example, the idea is that everybody will be able to work towards equality and justice and freedom. And when rhetoric, everybody agrees on those goals and uses rhetoric, it helps all of us understand sort of what different perspectives are, what different people's goals are within those ideals. Bad faith rhetoric often uses the same exact words, so appeals to freedom, appeals to equality, but the people who use it don't hold themselves to their own ideals. So, for example, you might have Ted Cruz, who has recently said it's terrible that we should try and impeach President Trump because that just divides us, even though he has spent the last several years using appeals to freedom and appeals to justice in order to divide conservatives from what he calls radicals or liberals or whatever.
Well, so I suppose another word for this rhetoric would be lies or hypocrisy?
Well, sometimes it's lies and sometimes it's hypocrisy. I think that a lot of times what it is misdirection, but it can be completely truthful. I mean, part of the challenge of democracy is that a lot of people have different ideas. So if you're from a part of the country with lots of people, you might have different needs than somebody who comes from a part of the country with not very many people. So there's different perspectives. And oftentimes, if we're sort of all aimed at the same general goal and willing to compromise, then we're working in a good democracy. If we've decided that it's our way or the highway, it doesn't necessarily mean it's lies, but it means that we are violating our own our democratic ideals.
You know, one of the frustrating things about all of this is the way the president uses his language. He can say something that, you know, that suggests that he's suggesting his followers attack the Capitol, but then he can say, well, I was joking, or, you know, any number of things that he's done over the last 4 years.
Yes. He uses three appeals to maintain plausible deniability really consistently. One is paralipsis, what rhetoricians call paralipsis, which is, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So, for example, he might in a speech say, I'm not saying Mike Pence is responsible for me losing the presidency, but something's clearly wrong. So he says things in the process of pretending that he's not saying them. Mm-hmm. A second one is sincere deception. Sincere deception is he lies constantly. There are countless examples of people tallying up his lies. But because he's such a liar, he's convinced his supporters to believe that they shouldn't believe what he says, they should believe what he means. So he actually puts the emphasis on sincerity over any sort of empirical or factual truth. And that works when people believe that everybody is lying, and so the only gauge of truth they have is sincerity. And the third one is ad populum appeals. Ad populum means appeals to the people. And so constantly he's saying, the American people deserve this, the American people deserve that. Elites are not real Americans. coastal elites, people who live in cities. He's got a very detailed list of people who don't count as American people. And so by continuously going back and talking about the people as the very specific people who support him, he convinces them that they are legitimate, and anybody else who is not them is illegitimate. And it's a very powerful appeal.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Kind of sophisticated stuff to get through, but we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. That's Ryan Scannell. He's Associate Professor of Rhetoric and Writing at San Jose State.